Happy Mother's Day. You're so blessed to be a mom. I want to bless the mother of this church. Father, I thank you for this lady who has brought us to a place of loving you and wanting the desires of your heart to be fulfilled in our lives. I pray blessings upon her, Father, every way that she's desired in her life. Lord, whether that be love or prosperity, financial blessings at New Church, you know her heart, Father. You know what she desires, and we bless her, Lord. And we praise you for her, for all that she's meant to us, this community, and most of all to you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. The title of my teaching today is Trusting God's Timing. Sometimes that's a hard thing to do. We get so tired of waiting. But there's no better way than growing up in Christ than waiting. When Army men go to basic training or Navy men, it's a hardship and it's a trial. Do you know that when you're waiting on the Lord, it's a trial? It's a trial of your faith. And sometimes you might only have to wait a minute, a day, an hour, or years. But God's promises are yea and amen. What he promised, he's going to bring to pass. And I made some notes, and I'm going to be looking down on them. So I just wanted you to know. I can't remember everything. Pastor Barbara's really good about, well, should I say, ad-libbing what the Lord has or speaking from her heart. A lot of times I'd have to read what God's given to me. Because there's so much in me that once I want to say to you that it gets jumbled up. So I have to read. So as I speak to you about God's timing in my life, I don't want you to be discouraged because some things I've had to wait for. And if you don't think that's hard, you know it was 35 years that the promise and the fulfillment of me graduating from a university has come to pass. Don't be discouraged or frustrated by that. I'm telling you that it could be a day, it could be a moment, or it could be years that you wait. But it will always come to pass what God has promised. And, you know, the desires of our heart are something that the Lord put in there. And I want you to remember something. We're not trusting in our abilities to get there. We're trusting in God Almighty. But your abilities were placed there so you could be in cooperation with what God has for you. Okay, you're going to work with him. As you work with your brothers and sisters in church and life, you also work with God in cooperation with him to fulfill those promises. In past, when I would hear testimonies about people waiting long, I did get discouraged and frustrated. I thought, oh, I've waited long enough and I am sick of this. You know, you got to be honest with the Lord. He already knows your heart. Okay. And sometimes we've waited so long, we get so burdened down that some of us don't want to go on. And they fall back into sin. But God is there, and he's faithful. And he said, you shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. What do you think the word of your testimony is? Is it just things that you've done? It's the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. Can you hear me okay in the back? Am I coming across okay? Most of the time, it was me that held back the hand of God from moving in my life because of disobedience. Sometimes it's sin. Sometimes fear. And absolutely no confidence in what God can do through us. We don't see ourselves as God sees us, as kings and priests. We see ourselves as not worthy, not able. But I'm telling you, my God can do exceedingly abundantly above anything you can ask or think through you. I cried more tears when I was in school. It took 7 years. I cried every time there was a new class because I thought, I can't do that. But the Lord reminded me that through him I could do all things. All things. So the most that I want you to learn today is that trust in the Lord and be of good courage, because He will bring it about. He loves you so much. Not only is He a gift to us, but you're a gift to Him. He wants to fulfill your dreams. You moms, you love to fulfill your kids' dreams and the gifts that they want and the things that they want to do. You want to support them and love them. How much more God wants to support you in everything you do when it's in His will and He's placed that desire in your heart. Every day of gratitude and praise to our God is a day of glory, because He inhabits our praises. By the way, the enemy will do what he can to keep us from praising and thanking God. You know, because when we praise Him, praise is not just a speaking thing. Praise and worship is an outward indication of who we are in Christ. Your lives reflect Jesus Christ when you are in worship and praise. You are reflecting Jesus Christ. When you go to the workplace and you have integrity and you have love even for those who talk against you, those who despitefully use you, when you still show the love and forgiveness and integrity in that environment, you're showing forth the praises of God and you're showing forth the life of Jesus Christ. And eventually those people will stop and wonder, what in the world is it about this person? I want that. I've heard testimonies of people praying in the workplace, just bowing their head and saying, thank you, Lord, for my food. And people watch them. You are an epistle seen of all men. You are a Bible that nobody will pick up, but they watch you. You are their Bible. And how are you that? By the way you live, the integrity that you show forth in the love of God. I don't mean you have to kiss up to anybody. I've said this before, but to love them is to meet a need in their life. And that need may be just to see you being an honest person. Well, maybe I could be that. Maybe I could do that. They're thinking, they're wondering, I'm telling you. You know, it is a place of devotion and gratitude how we live. Romans 12:1 says you're a living sacrifice. And as we're seeking the spiritual life and have to be living this life in the flesh, we have to be living that spiritual life through the flesh. I mean, you're not a glorified body yet. Sometimes I wish I was. And we're always looking for the rapture. But, you know, remember that God was merciful to you and He waited this long. He's waiting for others to come to Him also. So don't be discouraged by waiting. Trust in God's timing for whatever there is that you are waiting for. Be of that living sacrifice in the workplace, at home, with your children. Is your life a reflection of Jesus Christ? As I said, in integrity, forgiveness, and the outflow of Christ's love. As a student, are you so afraid of peer pressure? The kids aren't down here. There's a couple. Are you afraid of peer pressure where you don't want the other kids to know you have Jesus in your heart? But they need to see that. I remember when my daughter was in high school, they called her Goody Two Shoes because she would not do the things that a lot of the kids were doing. It hurt her feelings. It did, but it didn't stop her from telling others about Jesus. You homemakers, your home, you make your home a refuge. When your children and your husband comes home, is it a place of refuge of love? Is it a place of such a critical spirit that he doesn't want to be there? I've been places. I've took care of a cousin years ago, and I really didn't even want to go to her house at the end of the day. I was there to help her, but she was so critical and so judgmental. It was not a place of refuge or love. And I didn't even want to go home. We don't want our families to be like that, our husbands, our children, or wives. One of the first plans on your journey is you wait on God's timing. And that timing is being worked out in others, by the way, and circumstances. So we want it right now when God hasn't worked it out in them yet. So if we get ahead of God, Has anyone ever gotten ahead of God? It just doesn't work out. It just seems to fall right to the floor. Very disappointing. I think that's more disappointing than waiting on God. If you will only wait for the word to be given to you, you would be spiritually emaciated. Do you read the word during the week? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the word of God. He's the living water. He's everything you need for life and godliness, the Bible tells us. Are you reading the word? Are you waiting for just Pastor Barbara to give you that word on Sunday morning? You can't do that in the natural. You can't starve yourself 6 days out of the week and expect to be nourished on Sunday. You have to. This is another way to cooperate with your pastor. Sometimes pastors get frustrated. They can't see the growth in their people, and they become very discouraged, because we need to be in the word too. And that cooperates. You know that the Lord can actually give you the word that she's going to preach on Sunday. Do you ever exercise that? You can be in the word of God and something just, whoa, right in your face, and she preaches about it on Sunday morning. That's exciting. You know that the Spirit of God is speaking to you, and He's alive and well in your heart, and everything is going to be all right. But that can't happen without the Word. You have to have the Word in you. And it's so precious. That's how you overcome, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. He delivers me. Not just from demonic oppression, but unrighteousness and sin. You remember the Israelites? They had to be the biggest pain to the Lord. They were to Moses. I don't care how many miracles those people saw. It wasn't days that went by before they said, oh, I wish we were back in Israel eating our leeks and onions. You brought us here to die, because they just weren't trusting or believing. Psalm 31, 14 and 15 says, but I trusted in you. My times are in your hands. Why do we have to wait? How often have we gotten ahead of God and it did not work out because the way had not been prepared? God is working things out in your arena as well as others for your sake and for His glory. You know, God, it inhabits the praises. The glory of God is in His presence. He inhabits your praises. How often are you thanking God throughout the day? Just gratitude for maybe a bite of food, that your child came home on time and safely. And even when you do not see with your eyes, see with the Spirit. See what the Word of God says. Did you ever go into the Word and pick out the promises that apply to your very life, that the needs that you have in your lives, whatever it is that you may need? Prophecies edify, strengthen, and encourage you in your faith. Psalm 32:8 says, God says the Lord will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. He said, I'm going to counsel you with my eye upon you. The Lord will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. We can't just depend on hearing the Spirit. We have to see the Word. God's Word is the love letter of God, the instruction book. We need to have that. Waiting on God is a trial, and trials are not comfortable, but the Word tells us that the trials of your faith are more precious than gold. The saints of God in the olden times and the prophets, they all went through everything you're going through. It's a different time. They didn't have the things that we have, but spiritually and emotionally, they went through everything that you've gone through. Even Jesus Christ was tempted in all ways that you've ever been tempted. Can you imagine all the temptations that He had to have had come against Him? Can you just imagine? I can't. Because there's things that I haven't been through that even Jesus was tempted with. Everything. He gives you the ability to be faithful and in the midst, and to learn one of the greatest virtues, humility. and to fulfill God's desire for his plan. Did you know that humility is one of the greatest virtues and love is one of the greatest characteristics in your life that show forth Jesus Christ? Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and he will exalt or promote you in due time. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. That's realizing that you can't do it all by yourself. No matter what your intellectual academic abilities are, no matter how much money you have, no matter how much insider wisdom you've been given, you have to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, because those very things can turn you away from the Lord. Pride can get in the way, and it's pride comes before fall, very destructive. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, only through Christ. All things, no matter what he asks us to do, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Waiting on God's timing, I've told you, can be very frustrating. But the life of worship, when you're faithful to that life of worship, when you're faithful in the little things, what's God tell us? You shall be ruler over many things. You're called kings and priests. We don't see ourselves as that most of the time. We are kings and priests to God. We are royalty. We are children of the Most High God, kings. That's why we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He's given us the ability to do it through Jesus Christ. We don't look at our own inaptitudes, our inability to do anything. We look at Christ who went through everything and causes us to excel in our life in every area. You know, we think maybe washing dishes is a menial task or taking care of the kids or diapering, and you get so tired of cooking supper, but you're a king and a priest, and in those things you are worshiping and praising God by waiting on God and living a life in the flesh. We wish we could do everything in the spiritual realm, hoop-de-doo, miracles every day. You know, it's a miracle just to be alive every day. It's a miracle to wake up and have the breath of God in your life, because when he put it in you, he could suck it right back out very quickly. I praise God for the life every day, every day, every day, every day. I'm so grateful to wake up and be alive. I think when you're in your 70s, it's even more precious. It's more precious when something can be fulfilled in your life that you wanted for so long. My dreams aren't over. How about all of you? Do you still have dreams and visions? Do you feel that God has put those there for you? Okay. You work in cooperation with him by obedience, by turning to him when you're in temptation, by loving him, by loving others. You know, God could have taken us home when we were born again. Precious in the sight of God is the death of his saints. Do you know it says that in Isaiah? Precious in the sight of God is the death of his saints. He is so homesick for us that when we just draw our last breath, he is so happy to see us. He loves us that much. We don't see it that way. We fear death. Now, if we were with Jesus, we would see it that way. But a lot of us fear death. But there's nothing to fear. It's just gone into another dimension of where God wants you to be. But I'm not giving it up, and I will not Satan have his way with me. Not one day will I give up, will I let Satan have. Because my God can keep me, and he can keep you. Don't give anything to Satan. Don't give him one advantage. God is faithful that promised, Hebrews 10:23 and 11:11, and we do not have to depend on our abilities. He has given us certain abilities at work in cooperation. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 said, the Lord is faithful who will establish you. But there's another scripture in the Word says he establishes you in the Word. Now, how can you get established if you're not established in the Word? The Word is Jesus. The word is written. You need the word. Every day you need the word. You know, you can begin by one scripture And after a while, you start hunger and thirst for that righteousness that's in the Word, that desire, those promises that He fulfilled in others' lives. God is no respecter of persons. Now, you have your Red Seas. We may not see the Red Sea open up, but you have your mountains in the way, and you have your Red Seas or the Jordan that God wants to open up for you. He's still a miracle-working God. I mean, great things. You may be the only one that sees it, but you know in your heart it was a great miracle. I have seen things happen in my life that only God. Little things that are meaningless to other people, but they were great to me. Only God. Only God. I'd like to tell you a little story. I'm not a very courageous person, and some of you knew me when I went to church here almost 20 years ago, 17, 18 years ago, 20, and I was married. And when my husband died, I never had intention of ever marrying again. I really didn't see that I would ever be married again. It never was a happy experience to me. And I moved to Seaford, back to Seaford. I got real homesick. It's funny about the Lord. You think you have something in your mind, and He puts it there. Now, my children are in the Shenandoah Valley, and my grandchildren are there. But I got so homesick for Delaware. I grew up here. And I packed up, and I moved to Delaware. And I lived in this house in Seaford, 505 Oak Road. And I used to see this guy working on the house behind me. I didn't know it was somebody I went to school with 50 years before, because he got skinny and I got fatter. Well, I kept looking at this guy, wishing I could meet him. You know, I never had that desire before. I didn't care. Just stay away from me, man. I don't need you. All I need is God. Not always. Sometimes He wants you to have more. Well, my brother visited me. He said, "That's Jimmy Joseph. You went to school with him." And, you know, it was hard to believe, because I didn't recognize him, really. I didn't. Anyway, I did go over and say hi to him and told him I didn't recognize him. And, you know, he was a classmate. We graduated together. He was such a nice guy. And I was a cheerleader, and he played football, and I'd be rooting for the team. But we never saw each other for 50 more years. But then after I talked to him that day, something started growing inside of me. I heard that once in a while, God will put a seed of love in your heart, a bubble of love, and it starts growing. You know, and but I still didn't have the courage to go. And he wasn't coming over to my house and saying, "Let's be friends and let's talk." I kept saying, "Lord, I'd watch him work." He didn't know that. I'd watch him work out the back window, and I said, "God, I wish you'd let him come over here so we could be friends. All I want to do is just chit-chat, that's all. I just wanted a friend." But it didn't happen. But this one day, I got the courage to walk over there and say, "Jimmy, I used to go to Mulberry Landing to crab with my family, but I don't know how to get there anymore. If I treat you to dinner, will you please take me there and show me where it is?" Because I knew he was a fisherman. He let me know that before. He was a fisherman. And I figured he'd know where Mulberry Landing was. Well, he took me. Boy, something happened to me. I'm sure it didn't happen to him. But I'm telling you, that seed blossomed forth in my heart. And I felt a desire and a love for this man. And I thought that was never going to happen again. That was on the first date, guys. That had to be God. Because I'm telling you, I repelled men. There was something about me after John's death that I actually, it was like there was a barrier. And I repelled men from even getting near me or asking me to go out. But he said, "Yeah, I'll take you." But he took me out to eat. First, we went to Ocean City, and then he said, "You want to go eat?" And I said, "Oh, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to go all the way to Ocean City. I know you're tired." He said, "Have you got an appointment?" And I said, "No." He said, "Well, let's go eat." But after that, it grew, and it wasn't even months before we were married. And it just seemed like the most natural thing in the world. God is amazing. He can just do anything. I've had so many healings in my life. One of them, it was instant. Another time I waited a year and 2 weeks. For my school, I waited 30 some years before I even started, almost 30 years. So just wait on God's timing. He'll keep you alive as long as you need to get that promise fulfilled. Don't worry. It's more fun. It seems like it's more fun when we're young, but I got news for you. It's just as fun when we get to be 70. So don't worry about your age. God is faithful. He promised. We do not have to depend on our abilities. He's going to work in us to will and to do of His good pleasure. The Lord is faithful. He will establish us. He will. I went to Bible school at Victory Christian Fellowship in the 90s, and I had a teacher from New Zealand. And she'd get so exasperated with the class, they kept asking her, why doesn't he do this? And she said, look, God is not impotent. He's going to impregnate you with that word. And he will bring it to pass. He's going to bring it to birth. He promised. In the word, he says, would I not bring it forth to birth? So he impregnates us with hope, but he also does with the seed of the word. That's another reason we need this word, so we can give it out to others, so that seed can grow and come to fruition in other people's lives, in our own lives. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You've been given your measure of faith to receive the Lord. You've grown from hearing preaching and prophecies. But I know that God wants you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ by this word. It's precious. And if you just start reading it and you are consistent, you will so desire that word, you can't wait to get up and see, what's God going to tell me today? What is he going to say to me? It may be about you. It may be about somebody else. It could be encouragement. It could be conviction. That's okay. Whatever it is, as long as it's from God. As we wait upon God, we consider others. There's no better way to get out of self-pity and get discouraged about waiting on God than to helping other people. There's no better way. Get out of yourself. You're going to forget your troubles. And you'll have such a joy because the Lord says it's better to give than to receive. He's not just talking about money. If you give of yourself, you help even a neighbor, you speak to someone kindly. Just smile. You know, I've seen crappy cashiers, and you just keep smiling and keep being nice. Sometimes they come out of it, and it could be they needed you in the line. They needed you. And you know, wherever you go, you take the Holy Spirit. You even go on an airplane, they're blessed. You're keeping them safe. And if the Lord has another plan, that's between Him and you, okay? I can't, you know, it's appointed unto man once to die. We're encouraged in the word to live. And the Lord wants you to know that we know we've got to die. Everything dies, unless the rapture comes, okay? That would be super, but we don't want to be selfish about that either. We want to wait upon God about that and hope that many millions more get saved. And that's our responsibility, by the way. We can't just depend on this lady. She can't do that. She's responsible for you guys and your souls. And she may call herself an evangelist, but God has put her in this house, and she's responsible for you all. Try not to get mad at her. Pray for her constantly because Satan would like to bring her down and hurt her till her heart is so wrenched she doesn't even know if she can get up the next day. I know. So consider one another, the word says, to provoke with love and good works. Is this what we're doing for our spouses, our children, our co-workers, even our enemies? As we wait for our desires to come to pass, how faithful are we to fulfill God's desire for His plan to be fulfilled? When we are faithful in little, we will be rulers over much. Matthew 25:23, Luke 19:17, and Luke 16:10. And are you beaten down? Praise Him. Are you sick? Praise Him. Are you waiting for a healing? Praise Him. He inhabits the praises. Do you think Satan can inhabit where God inhabits? No. No way. You know the enemy can attack your mind. He can attack your body. But you are sealed in that heart, your spirit, until the day of redemption. But when you praise Him in the natural, He inhabits those praises. And the enemy can't be there either. And it's hard to do sometimes when you're crying or when you've been hurt deeply to go praise the Lord. But it has to be a deliberate act on your part, not something you feel. We can't live by feeling. We have to live by faith. The just live by faith. I've been healed several times in my life, more than I probably know about. And I told you that some took a day and some took a long time. But you wait upon God. He is so faithful. And tell me what His promises are. Yes and amen. Yes. You know what amen means? So be it. That's a declaration God made. He created everything with His word. He made a declaration. So be it. This is my word. This is my promise. I'm telling you. Now believe it. And ask Him for strength to trust Him and to wait. And then while you're getting, when you go into self-pity again, find somebody you can help. Call somebody. Lift them up. Take a pie. We don't do all that anymore. We're so busy. You know, people, it's so hard to do that anymore, to go help other people. It is very difficult. Most families, the parents have to work. The kids are busy. So you have to deliberately, again, take the time to do something for somebody else, even if it's just a phone call. So this may have been short. It may have been long. I don't know what time it is. But God wanted you to know that He wants you to trust in His timing. I prayed and prayed and asked God, you know the hearts of these people, what they need. I don't want you to be frustrated waiting. You've been in this little fellowship for a long time. Little is much when God is in it. You know, God has a remnant. It's not massive. It's a remnant. Little is much when God is in it. This church, you will not know till you're with the Lord the impact that this church has made on people's lives who are no longer here. Sometimes we have to think of a church or fellowship as a jumping off place for where God wants us. And boy, this is a wonderful basis for ministry, for life. She encourages people with prophetic words that are so wonderful. And remember that some of the prophecies are for today and some are for later. But God edifies His people with prophetic utterances and He encourages them so that they'll have the strength when they go through the trials of their life and their faith. We remember those prophecies. God makes sure of that. We remember them to encourage us. I want to thank you for coming today. I hope you have a blessed day. You moms, kids, treat your moms nice. Honor them today. God promised you long life when you honor your parents. I thought back, oh, the times I was not nice to my mom. Forgive me, Lord. Don't have regrets. Try not to have regrets. We all do. But work at not having a regret. Love your enemies. Bless those who despitefully use you. Because God loves you and gave His life for you. So I'm sure Pastor Barbara will call you forth for prayer. So whatever you have need of today, if it's a healing, salvation, baptism in the Holy Spirit, it's a wonderful thing to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's wonderful. You don't have to go to, you'll go to heaven just being saved. But oh my, what we can do with that baptism. And we're edified by praying in tongues. And we're praying things that we don't understand a lot, but God knows what they are, and the enemy doesn't. So whatever you need today, just know that you can come forward and be prayed for. And I thank you again.